Pierre George is the brother of Dudley George, who was gunned down on September the 6th, 1995. It will be 10 years on September the 6th. And this had to do with sovereign people on land that was never surrendered. The Ontario police went in there and attacked these people and murdered Dudley George. So the brother, Pierre, decided that it wasn't an abuse of the police act. It was that what they really did was they exceeded their jurisdiction by going into the territory, that it was an invasion by Ontario and Canada onto Indigenous land and killing a sovereign Indigenous person. So he filed the case, and Sidney B. Linden is the judge who was appointed to head up the commission. There's an inquiry going on the Ipperwash affair. So Linden was served with a document asking that question. Mr. Linden, how did you ever get this jurisdiction to have this inquiry, to conduct this inquiry on an incident that happened on sovereign Indigenous land? So Mr. Linden was furious. He wrote back a quick letter and said that he got his right to do this under an Ontario Order in Council. So we asked, well, does an Ontario Order in Council supersede the Constitution of Canada? We got another letter, and he gave us a decision. So the decision was that he was going to continue the inquiry and that he had a right to do it. So Pierre George, along with us, filed in the in Canada. We started out at the courts in Ontario, but because Sidney B. Linden made a decision, we were able to move it pretty quickly. So now we're getting it into the Supreme Court of Canada. Genocide is given a priority when it goes to the Supreme Court.
How does genocide apply to this particular case?
Well, they want to deprive of us of our land, of our identity, of our of who we are, of our constitution, of our existence as Ganyogehaga. No Indigenous nation ever gave up their constitutional jurisdiction. Yeah. None. Because you have to do it under agreed to mechanisms, instruments that are right in their own constitutions. In the United States, it's the treaty section. In Canada, it's Section 109 of the Canadian Constitution. No, Section 132. Now, in both cases, there are no Indigenous people, nations, who ever gave up their constitutional jurisdiction. Certainly it wasn't done the right way. They might have found some Indian to sign everything away under federal, you know, under the Indian Act. But that's fraudulent. Mm-hmm. That's illegal. It's fraudulent. It violates their own constitution, and so therefore it's treasonous. Now the United States and Canada both did the same thing, mm-hmm. defrauding us of our land. It almost worked until we came along. We asked, how did you get jurisdiction to deal with Indigenous land? And how did you get this federal-level Indian puppets that you set up? Mm-hmm. How did they have a right to sign away mm-hmm. our constitutional jurisdiction, you know, over our lands? How could that happen? Well, nobody has been able to answer that.